This is the Brighton Festival special show with Melita Dennett and Rebecca Sandals.
And we are halfway through the 2019 Brighton Festival. Boom, 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 alarm. Almost exactly halfway through.
Yep.
So it seems an appropriate time to welcome the festival's chief executive, Andrew Conven, back to the Radio Reverb? The Radio Reverb studio. Andrew, it's been a roller coaster ride so far. I keep tripping over myself. There's so much going on. Have you had a chance to get your breath back and take stock of where we're at?
It's been great, hasn't it, Rebecca? And it's great to be back here as well. So thank you guys for all your support. It's really brilliant that this first half of the festival, I think, has had so much that's so rich and wonderful. But, you know, the second half of the festival is packed. I mean, I've had a reasonably steady schedule for the last 12 days or whatever it's been, and now I look at the next lot and it's absolutely jam-packed. So I think it's getting really exciting now, properly exciting. I'm not just sort of hyping that up for the sake of it, but there's loads on.
It's true, because Melita and I dash around trying to capture the key shows, and then looking into next week, it's like, oh, I can't even look at that at the moment. There's so much going on there that looks absolutely fantastic, and also quite tricky to explain. And one of the things Melita and I try to do, and it's going to be helpful having you here today to help us with this, is to really unpick the brief descriptions, which is all you can do in the programme, really, and sort of get more of a sense of what people can expect from that show.
Sure, great.
But first of all, I think one of the things that I've noted is really Rokia Drury's grip on the festival as far as those themes of storytelling and migration and how strongly that's really coming across.
Yeah, I mean, she's been amazing to work with, and she's a really serious thinker as well as an amazing performer. Anyone that saw her at NISO on that first night of the festival knows what energy she brings. But she's incredibly thoughtful, almost introverted, I'd say, which is amazing then to see her on stage and doing her stuff. And so those themes, as you say, have been really, really thought about by her and then the whole team. I really love as well on that first weekend we had the event Wet Sounds, and for me that was almost an emblem of one of the themes. It was deep listening, properly deep listening. You dived into the swimming pool and listened, and I think it kind of ripples, if you like, through the whole of the festival, that idea of really listening hard and trying to get alongside somebody who has a different experience from yourself and trying to understand that from their point of view. You know, it's really easy to say empathy, and we all know what that means and move on. But to actually do it is something else. And I think we've got lots of artists challenging us to do that this year.
Absolutely. I kind of feel like it's all the different shows seem to be parts of a puzzle, but the puzzle doesn't actually give us a complete picture. We have to then imagine and do a bit of work ourselves to get there with it, because everything, the guests that we have, you know, as actually Season, who was here, was saying that she's been connected up with Jamal to be part of Seances because of the connections that flow through their work artistically and as mentors, writers, etc. So, and I think that's not an individual example. That would strike me, there's probably several relationships developing as a result of this festival.
I hope so, and that's one of the joys of it, that sometimes you can design those things and sometimes they happen by glorious accident, and I hope that part of those accidents are the audience's experiences, where they're coming across connections that didn't make sense on paper but do in the actually experiencing of something, and that's the fun of it from my point of view.
Now, before we move on to then look at that pact, what's coming up, there's something I want to touch on which isn't part of Rokia but part of Kate Tempest's legacy, is the Our Place, which when I looked at it this year and then sort of downloaded the separate programme, it seems to have exploded into sort of, you know, the Glastonbury events going on. There's so much happening.
Taking on a life of its own, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah,
I know, but that's the point as well. It is a life of its own because those steering committees have invested so much of their own time and decision making to it that we're there as a support mechanism, but it's absolutely East Brighton and Hangleton's devising. And Our Place started in 2017 with Kate Tempest, and it's just grown from strength to strength. And anyone that was at the launch of the festival in February and heard the sort of personal testimony of the members of the steering committee and the impact that working with the festival has had on those communities and the way that that they've then championed the arts in their own communities was incredibly moving for me to hear and amazing for them to relay, I think. So I'm really looking forward to this weekend. We're in East Brighton this weekend and then Hangleton the following weekend.
No, and they look great, and I think we'll be touching on our place again later in the week, won't we? Hearing more.
Yes, we certainly
happening.
Will. Yep.
Excellent. So you have mentioned in the programmes, it's there. There's so much coming up. What is a standout for you?
Gosh, I mean, I think if anyone hasn't caught my left right foot, it opened last night and it's on for the rest of the week, and it's just brilliant. I mean, Melita said Nina Cherry was potty mouthed. This yeah. This takes it to a whole new level.
Oh yes,
and irreverent is not the word, but it's just a brilliant, brilliant piece of work. But I'm really looking forward to Superho as well at the Attenborough Centre, which is Nicole Leckie's piece that was commissioned by Talawa and the Royal Court. It's an amazing one-woman piece of theatre, really special and brilliant to have as part of the festival.
Now, one of the first things to look for, me included, when I get my programme festival is, what's the big outdoor? What's the big outdoor event? What's the free big outdoor? What's going on? It's Museum of the Moon. Now, word on the street is that you're one of the few people involved in the festival that's actually seen the Museum of the Moon in place. What can we expect?
Well, yeah, this is a commission that's part of a consortium called Without Walls that commissions outdoor work. New, really interesting outdoor work across the country. And so the Moon has been to other festivals. And in fact, I saw this in Melbourne and I saw it indoors in Melbourne. Here we've got it outdoors in Queen's Park. But it's a scale model, an exact replica of the Moon from NASA imagery. And it's incredible. I mean, it's completely simple in a way, but totally beautiful.
Now, you're holding your hands out as if you've got a globe in your hand, but I'm assuming it's slightly larger than
It's a lot bigger
football.
than I'm miming at the moment. Good to mime on radio, isn't it? But it is absolutely beautiful. In fact,
so am I. I can say that on radio. Anyway, ha-ha.
Our three-year-old sat underneath it and just gazed at it for ages and was kind of mesmerised. And I think it is that sort of mesmeric effect, you know, something that you've seen from miles away, of course, is suddenly brought close and you get to be a part of it close up.
And I think that's from 6 p.m. at Queen's Park Friday, 6 p.m. Friday.
That's right.
And the evenings.
And right over the weekend. Yeah. So I think it'll be a beautiful experience in Queen's Park. I can really imagine it in the outdoors in that way. I think it'd be great.
Now, another thing I'd like to know about, it's great having him here to tell us, to explain all these shows, Melita, isn't it? You must come up with something you want to know more about. I've got one, though. Can you tell me more about Trap Town from Wim van der Kebus?
Wim van der Kebus, yeah. He's, in fact, if people remember Hoffa Schechter's festival, that was 2014, And Hofesh, the amazing choreographer that has been resident at Brighton Dome over a number of years, one of his favourite choreographers of all time is Wim van der Kebus, and we brought a piece of Wim's in that year. And when we sat down with Rockia to talk about her influences, the sorts of work that she really responds to, one of the very first people that she said was Wim.
And he's Belgian, isn't he?
He's Belgian.
Yes.
And so Rockia grew up in Mali and in Belgium, and her father was a diplomat and she lived in Brussels for a long time. So she saw a huge amount of Belgian choreography and theatre work, and Wim's work was, you know, one of her really serious influences. And so it seemed exactly right then that we brought one of his pieces, and Trap Town is the one that we're bringing, that is having its UK premiere here with us next week. And it's an extraordinary piece of work. It's dystopian, it's dark, the music's incredible. It turns into the final scene of it is a kind of no-holds-barred mad rave of dance.
One night only, don't miss it. Tuesday.
It really is a special piece, and I think it's very hard to describe in the marketing copy, but the experience of it is special, so do get along.
Now, I'm looking at the clock, Andrew, and I'm aware that you are going to be running off imminently. Backbone.
Are you saying I'm talking too much?
No. I'm just clock watching on your behalf. Backbone opening tonight at the Dome. This is an Australian physical theatre circus.
That's right.
I had a chat with one of them earlier, and I'm really looking forward to this. I love it when the Australians come to town. They are remarkable. Their physical feats of acrobatics and balancing are stunning.
I know. As an Australian, I feel a complete fraud because the Australians are total masters at circus.
You better start practicing.
And I'm absolutely not. But they really are incredible. Gravity and Other Myths with Backbone. So it's a great, great piece.
Terrific. And that runs through to Saturday. We're going to be talking to them tomorrow. Andrew, I'm going to let you run because you've got to go and catch Backbone. Starts at 8 o'clock, but you're going to go and press
7:30,
7:30,
I think.
Right. Yeah. But you're going to have to have a chat with them.
Absolutely.
In your role.
VIPs to welcome and things
quite.
To do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Andrew Common, Chief Executive of the Brighton Festival, congratulations on a successful 2019 Brighton Festival.
So far. Good luck with the next week and a half.
Yeah, you too.
Quick question, though, for next year, because the festival's two venues down because the Corn Exchange and the Pavilion
Studio Theatre
are being refurbed. Are they back for next year?
They are, yes.
Great.
Yeah. So
great
we're looking
stuff.
Forward to that.
Excellent. Andrew Common, thank you very much for joining us on Radio Reverb.
Thanks very much.
Cheers.